Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Joy 94.9.
Different Strokes Joycast.
Sponsored by MyMac.
The best Apple computer, iPod and Apple accessory store in Australia.
MyMac.com.au.
For hundreds of years, anthropologists have studied the social relationships of human beings. And none have been more confounding than what they call the Different Strokes Effect.
Get it?
Meet Jade Gulliver, a charmingly low-maintenance, amicable sci-fi fan and avid podcaster. And David Lim, a top model strutting, goldfish-loving, walking jukebox. So, can you handle the difference? Get ready for Different Strokes.
Because it takes different strokes to move the world. Yes, it does. It takes different strokes to move the world.
Strokes on Joy 94.9 with Jade and Dave. Okay, Dave, I look forward to hearing you talk about house parties.
So consider this my tribute to your girlfriend.
Yes.
And you, I guess you can take some sort of credit
for it. Oh, I hang it awkwardly around.
As she organises these fabulous...
Sometimes I flame up the Barbie and that's about it.
Oh, that's very... You know, that's taking control of a particular area of the party. So I wouldn't downplay that, Jade.
Yeah, okay.
So, look, this is an absolute tribute to her because I reckon she hosts the most fabulous house parties ever. It's always so beautifully decorated and the themes are just perfect. There's always food that I love,
mm-hmm.
especially peanut butter cups.
The last party was the 4th of July party. So I think we're all recovering from the sugar.
There was a lot of American kind of dessert and savory dishes, and I was just like, oh, my God, I'm going to have a diabetic coma. So in any case, a couple of things you need to know when planning a house party. Actually, you know what? The planning part is the hardest stage,
mm-hmm.
and this is where I always consistently fail at. I don't think it through enough. Now, overthink a lot of things, but not the part where it comes to the logistics and all that kind of stuff. It just some things I just miss, some very crucial details I miss. So I have a feeling the next time I plan a house party, I'm going to either need her to be there to be my mentor, or I'm going to need to keep this list handy.
Or you could just get her to plan it for you. She'd love it.
She'd love it?
Yeah.
I'd very happily relinquish all house planning party duties to her. So the first thing you need to decide with planning a party is obviously choose a date,
mm-hmm.
okay? In theory, Saturdays work best because obviously people don't work on Saturdays. Depending on the occasion, you might not want to pick a date that's too close to any public holidays, with Christmas parties being the exception, of course, because, mm-hmm. you know, you can't have a Christmas party in March. Kind of crazy.
Yeah. My other workplace is having their Christmas party in November.
Oh, but do you guys really all, maybe you guys all leave in December, like no one's working in December, that's why you're doing it in November?
I'm not sure.
Might be a pleasant surprise if you don't have to work for a whole month.
Yeah, might be.
Check it out. So that's an exception to the rule, obviously. If it's Christmas or anything like that, you want to keep it generally quite close to the public holiday date.
Mm-hmm.
Give yourself roughly around 2 to 3 weeks with those kind of public holiday related parties. You want to choose a time and be very specific with the time. Of your house party. You got to have a beginning time and an ending time. You see, this is where the difference between your parties and my parties vary, because with a night out, girl, you can stay up as late as you want.
Mm-hmm.
There's no curfew. But with a house party, because people are dropping into your house, you want to make sure that there's a specific time where they're allowed to drop in.
Yep.
I hate it when people come early.
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever had any cases where people just arrive maybe even half an hour early and you're still like flaming up the Barbie or cleaning?
Not if I haven't asked for them to come early.
So generally people have been quite good. Your guests have been quite good.
Yes.
Because I hate it when people arrive early and I'm just, I am pressed for time enough as it is. And I, you know, with this starting time, I anticipate people arriving an hour to half an hour later anyway. Mm. What are you doing at my doorstep at, you know, 7:30? Don't rock up to my house parties early. The next thing you might want to consider, and this is purely optional, of course, is you might want to pick a theme.
Mm-hmm.
Give people a reason for the gathering. So it could be like a housewarming party, or like what Jade and Katie did was like an, what was it? 4th of July party.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like all Americana kind of theme. If you have a theme in mind, it actually makes it easier for you to decorate, cater, and do all that kind of stuff. Step two is invitations. Now, how much do you love this part?
Isn't that what Facebook's for?
Yeah, well, that's what I think these days. But you get those people that are very, very just beautifully traditional where they still send out invitations in the mail. And mm-hmm. I find that particularly so for 21st birthday parties.
Yeah.
Maybe it's more of like a big regal event where you need to send something by snail mail.
It's Dan Vo from The Fool and the Opera actually said to, we were having a discussion earlier in the week about parties and invitations and stuff, and he actually said if he gets a Facebook invitation, he doesn't think that that's a real invitation.
Oh, really?
So if he says yes on a Facebook, then he's not actually obliged to go, whereas if you get an actual invitation, then you are.
That's and a very interesting thought.
Yeah.
You see, I've moved on to the 21st century in this corrupted day and age now where I'm using Facebook invitations.
What if someone doesn't have Facebook?
Oh, I'll just text them.
Okay.
Next rank of technology down.
In my mum's text language.
In your mum's text language, which means no one might actually know where I'm having the party. Is that Grattan Street? Grattan? What's that? So invitations are very important. You need to send them out approximately 2 weeks before gathering.
Mm-hmm.
I get some people sending me invites for like a party that's to happen in maybe 2 or 3 months.
Yeah.
And I just go, well, that's good. You're booking in early, but do you kind of feel obliged to go then? Because then they might turn around and say, hey, I've given you 3 months notice. You have to come. Because really, what could possibly outbook me for 3 months?
Yeah. I forget if I get too much notice.
Yeah. Well, isn't that what the Facebook kind of invite event kind of things are for? Don't they prompt you somehow down the bottom?
I don't know. I hope they do because I'm hopeless at the moment.
You know my party's this Saturday, right?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Yeah, pencil that in. That's right. Important information you need in your invites include the date, the time, address. People got to know where they're going. Contact number.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen so many invitations where there's no contact number and it says RSVP. How am I supposed to get this to you? Oh, you know.
Don't you have the person's phone number?
Well, it kind of depends. You want to pop it down just in case.
Okay.
You know, it's always good to have the contact number down.
Mm-hmm.
An RSVP date as well. Because if you're planning anything, like for instance, like a night out or you need to book a table or something, you've got to know at a certain date. And with RSVP dates, they're very tricky. You can't give them too long to RSVP. You got to give yourself time as well to make the booking and expect some people to actually come in late, way past the RSVP date.
So you got to book extra?
Not really. The key is to give yourself more time for the RSVP. Like let's say you plan to RSVP and confirm the number of people coming for dinner roughly about a week before the event.
Okay.
You want to give them, let's say, 2 weeks before to RSVP. So there's always the people that go, oh, was I meant to RSVP last Friday? I'm sorry. You know I'm coming, right? Yeah, of course. I knew that. I factor that into the numbers.
Have I done that?
No, you're very good. Like you told me right on the spot. It's like, yes, Dave, I will be there. I'll be there. Mariah Carey style. I'll be there. You know, I like that. And look, this is another thing that I found quite peculiar as well with the invitations. Specify where the children are invited.
Yes.
I know, look, with our friendship groups, Jade, like none of us are popping out kids yet.
No.
But do you find that a little strange? Like, do you kind of want to know if your kids are invited? And what event wouldn't you bring do you think it's a bit strange to say, please don't bring your kids?
I had a situation when I was younger where I said, don't invite kids to my party.
Mm.
It didn't go down well.
What do you mean? Like the people that had kids kind of went to you and said, why not?
Yeah.
What was your reason for not having kids?
Because I just didn't want kids running around at that particular party.
Okay. But did they bring kids along anyway? Or
No.
They just didn't turn up?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
You see, The reason why I asked is because I was watching The View the other day.
Yeah. Oh,
I do have a day job, but, you know, occasionally it's on.
It's on in the background?
It's on in the background. It's on in the break room. I'm making myself my hot chamomile tea.
Yeah.
And I hear Sherry Shepherd. She's just bitching about something. And they were talking about these invitations that says, don't bring your kids. And Whoopi Goldberg was like, well, that's fair enough. You know, if you want a night for you and your girlfriends without their kids screaming and all that in the background, you're entitled to that. You're entitled to say you don't want the kids around. So I think it's fair enough. But for me, it's just like, I've never seen an invitation say, don't bring your kids.
Yeah. I don't think we're in that age group yet.
But, you know, even with my family events and all that, like, it's always taken that if they have kids, you got to make sure your event is friendly enough to cater for the kids, and you make sure there are plenty of other people bringing their kids as well so the kids aren't left out. So you kind of bring this extra burden on yourself that you're planning this party not just for you and your mates now, but for their kids and this little play group thing that's happening.
Yeah, and the socializing, and then you got to make them play together, and it's awkward.
What if they're screaming and someone pokes little Johnny's eye out?
Yes. And
it's not going to be pretty. So, yeah, we'll figure it out one day when we start having children.
Mm-hmm.
The next thing I want to talk about is planning the menu. Mm-hmm. Oh, God, this is my favorite part. I love food. And the best thing about having a house party is you get to decide the menu.
Mm-hmm.
Think about, look, if you're having a themed party, like, duh, have themed foods. Like what your girlfriend did for the 4th of July party.
Mm-hmm.
She had all these American desserts, which were so perfect. Have themed foods. The key is to have plenty of finger food.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it depends on what kind of party you're having, obviously. If you're having, like, a cook-off, some sort of thing, you know, have like, a proper meal there, obviously. But most dinners, or most parties, I should say, as a rule, have more finger food than any kind of other food.
My household is very big fan of the barbecue.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
And that's sort of light and not too heavy kind of meal kind of food, would you say?
No, I don't think it's too.
It's not like me and my curry laksa.
No.
You know.
It's just you chuck it on, put it on the plate.
Yeah, it's maybe a couple of, what's it called, caramelized onions.
Yeah.
God, I love that.
Yeah. Mm.
And, you know, just in my experience with planning house parties, the one time I've had it done.
Mm-hmm.
Drinks. You need to have drinks. You need to have more drinks than actual food. Have you noticed that?
Yes.
People drink more than they eat your finger foods.
Yeah.
You might get some vegetarian and go, I can't have the sausage rolls, but I will happily drink all your lemonade.
Yes.
Next thing you know, you've run out.
Yep.
So I once...
Bring lots.
Bring lots of drinks, soft drinks, have variety. God, just get lots of drinks, whatever you do. Because I had a party, I planned a party once where I had just one bottle of soft drink. And there were maybe about, I don't know, 15 to 20 people. That was crazy. There were lots of very parched, dehydrated people.
Was I at that party?
No, this is one of these little parties that I was organizing at uni when I was queer officer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't know. So I ended up rushing to Coles and getting sipper straws for everyone. I fed my gays sipper straws. So that's how I look after my flock. So in any case, we're in the middle of our house party here. We have an SMS here. Jade, you might want to read it.
It says, my dear predecessor, we love the sipper straws, but we saw straight through it. And I think any lunchtime gathering is complete with lamingtons. Love, James.
James, just to premise that a little, was my successor as queer officer at uni. So, yes, I think he's weaned our people off.
The sipper straws?
The sipper straws. They had a bit of an addiction problem, so he needed correcting, but I think James took care of it.
Oh, so he was the one that had to bring everyone back down to earth.
He is a personal trainer. Okay. There is no way the gays would have been fed something that sugary. It's celery stick for everybody and 5 push-ups. He's being kind when he says 5. So... anyway, we're halfway through our planning the perfect house party, something I seem to fail to do most of the time, but Jade and her partner just effortlessly pulls together. Okay, I think you guys call it what? The Jade and Katie House of Fun? It's like an enterprise. step in, you know.
I'm claiming no credit whatsoever.
Yeah, that's probably best because she might actually just hit you in the back of the head with that ever so gently for claiming her crown. Look, one of the things you really need to do when planning a perfect house party is clean your damn house.
Mm.
Clean the house, decorate a little.
I hate that bit.
Do you get assigned to clean?
Yes.
Seeing as she's doing the cooking, the planning, everything.
Mm-hmm.
Jade, could you move the furnitures, please?
You get that? You know, you got to make sure there's enough toilet paper, all that kind of stuff.
She thinks of everything.
Yeah.
Oh, that's perfect.
Mm.
I do realize your toilets are very well stocked with paper. What I like to see in house parties is a so-called designated cloakroom, okay, which is usually a bedroom that's been, you know, moderately tidied up so people can actually step in, drop their bags or their jackets and whatnot, and actually have that secure location where if they were to get their drink on or were to mingle a little, nobody's going to slip down the corner and steal their stuff. They know everyone's bags and all that's in a safe, secure location. See, I like that. I like
that. You did that very well at your house party.
Well, it was kind of unofficial. I was kind of showing people around, hey, this is my house. This is my bedroom. And everybody started offloading their bags on my bed. I was just like, you know, no, that's fine. That's fine too. It's okay. I can close the door. One of the things you need to be mindful of as well is just think about where your guests will be sitting or standing. Very important for a house party. It really doesn't matter how big or small your living space is. You can make it work. You just need to take a moment to visualize and go, okay, I'm going to have, 10, 15 people in this room. Where will they be sitting? How many seater couch is that? How many people can be comfortably sitting on that without it getting too intimate and close?
Mm-hmm.
Think, have extra chairs available, which I notice you guys do a lot at your place.
Mm-hmm.
Have mingling spots and all that. And like I said, it really doesn't matter how big or small your place is. If you push everything to the wall, you tend to create space. Just push the tables and chairs to the up against the wall.
When we had that SingStar party.
Yeah.
When we all did karaoke, that we definitely had a lot of
space
because we moved the coffee table and everything.
See, this is what
So you need a groove spot.
You need a groove spot. Exactly right. So it's got to vary slightly differently to your normal living space because, once again, you're sharing this space with, 15 other people?
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is where I thought, oh, David Lim appropriation, let's do it.
Mm-hmm.
I thought maybe if I were to do a house party, I would clear enough space for a dance floor.
Yes.
That's very David Lim meets Jade kind of party.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd do that. And finally, you need activities at a party. Major fail for me the last time I had a house party. Didn't plan any activities. I just expected people to come and drink.
Your brother played video games.
That's different. He was distracting himself. I put on Golden Girls. It really wasn't getting the crowd going. We ended up playing Spin the Bottle much, much later into the night.
I think I'd left by that point.
You would have left at that point. It involved some people taking their clothes off. Mum, I hope you're not listening. But plan activities.
Poor Mama Lim.
So, yeah, finally, that's it. Make sure you plan in advance, I think. That's a lesson I can take out of this.
Joy 94.9.
Different Strokes Joycast.
Sponsored by MyMac.
The best Apple computer, iPod and Apple accessory store in Australia.
MyMac.com.au.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.